Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next-day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they experience paranormal activity every day in their house. After 6 months, they decided to move, and the activity continued the last day they were there.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. And yes, we'd love to hear your real ghost stories. If you'd like to listen to the program ad-free and binge away on the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, then check us out on Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there. You can try it for 3 days free. Use Patreon, patreon.com/realghoststories, or our website, ghostpodcast.com. Three ways to get in on all of that. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
You know, certainly still summer at this point, but we had a day over the weekend where on Saturday it was like fall.
We did
and
too. Yeah.
So much like fall that some of the trees went, okay, well, I guess I'm going to start turning.
Yeah.
And so there's part of me going, oh my God, summer's almost over. And the other part of me is like, yes, Halloween's around the corner.
I know. I'm kind of like, I'm not quite ready to get the stuff out yet, but
yeah,
I want to, but I don't want to. Because it just goes really quick from there. Once you take that down, then suddenly it's like put the Christmas tree up, and right. I don't know. I'm torn because I still want to enjoy more of summer yet, so I'm going to wait a little bit. I think maybe mid September, but that's like literally a month away from like our recording right now.
You're absolutely right. We are really close.
Yeah, it's Harper goes back to school this week.
God dang it!
I know. It was a very, very, it felt fast. It always feels fast though. It feels faster every single year. But to think that we're like almost on the, the precipice of fall and winter. And I don't want to think about winter. I like fall, but the winter stuff.
The fact that you got to use the word precipice in the podcast today is pretty special.
It's big word day here on the show.
Good, like Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Exactly. Big words. Let's go to our first phone call at 855-853-4802. Hi.
Hi, Tony. My name is Vanessa. I have a weird story that involves my mother, me, and my two sisters. This was back in 2001, and my parents were renting this duplex house here in Florida. We live in Florida. And we were moving out of this house in late 2001. We were living in that house for probably like six months or a little bit longer than that. I'm not sure. I was little at the time. I was like 10 years old. And, I have two sisters. One is, she was 5 at the time, and my other sister was 1 year younger than me. She was like around 9. So my parents were getting rid of this house, and we were literally like moved out and stuff, and we had nothing there. And I remember the last day that we had stayed there, my mom and my younger sister, who's 5, stayed at the house waiting because me and my other sister, we went to school, and they were going to wait for us to get back from school. And my father was also at work. So she was waiting at the house with my younger sister, and she was waiting for all of us to meet at the house and then finally, you know, say goodbye to the house and leave. I remember those 6 months plus that we were living in that house. It was so creepy. We would hear things, and we would kind of see movement outside of our rooms, because me and my younger sister, we shared the room, and my parents' room was right next to our room, but it was this long hallway, and we would see kind of dark shadows, but we would ignore it. We were kids, and we would tell my parents, and they would just be like, oh, it's nothing, you know, it's probably reflections. And we kind of thought that's what it was. And I think they were just not trying to freak us out. And we didn't find out till like later on that they were seeing things and experiencing things of my sisters and I. And I remember that last day, my mom was in the house with my younger sister. And I remember she took us to school, and my dad had left to work, and we came back home after school. And my mom told us after we left the house, we said bye and everything. And we're kind of excited because we're getting rid of this house. we liked the house. It was just really creepy at nighttime. Right. So that morning, after she said goodbye to me and my younger sister, and after she sent my dad off to work, she said that her and my younger sister, who was 5, were laying down in the living room with some blankets that she kept because she knew they were going to be there for a long time. So they were laying there, and my mom said she was half asleep and kind of half awake. And she said that she started hearing me and my younger sister and my little sister, so us three basically, playing in our room. And our room was like the last room in the hall, so you can kind of see, right? And from the living room, you can see down this hallway. And she said the door was open, and she said that she just heard us playing and laughing and giggling and screaming at each other, right? And she thought it was, you know, she kind of forgot that we had went to school. I don't know. And then she woke up and she called out to us. She said, girls, what are you doing here? I said, go to school, because we used to take the bus stop. We used to take the bus to school, right? So she thought that maybe we haven't left or anything, but she didn't realize that we had already left. And she was calling us out, and she's like, go to school. I told you, you have to go to school. My mom says that we wouldn't stop yelling. And she said that she even heard running. It was so weird. She said that she finally kind of just like, she was like, okay, maybe they're not going to school. And she dozed off again. She said probably like 5 minutes later, or like a little bit later, she doesn't remember, but she said that she started hearing us playing around again, and she freaked out and she started saying, girls, stop, come over here. My mom said that she turned around, and my younger sister, who was in the room yelling with us and playing around, was right next to her. She said that she had every hair in her body stand up, and she was just so freaked out. She said that she called my dad, and my dad answered, and my dad was like, what are you talking about? The girls are in school. No one is home. It's just you and Finn and my younger sister. So it was so creepy. And when she told us that, I remember me and my younger sisters were just staring at each other like, what? Because we had experienced things in this house, and we were just like, you know, we told you, you know, this house is creepy. It has weird things going on in it. And we, you know, things would be missing and things like that, or misplaced, you know, in our room, because we used to play in there. But yeah, once we moved out of there, we were all sharing our stories, and everybody had experiences in there. We thought we were going crazy, but it was, you know, it was happening for real. And my dad, he's a very big skeptic. He doesn't believe in that stuff unless it happens to him, and then he freaks out about it. But love to hear more stories about stuff like that. Thank you so much. I love your podcast. I love listening to it. I listen to it all the time, every day. I love it. Well, have a great day. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. Thoughts?
Typical family situation where everybody's having experiences, but nobody talks about it till they move out. Like, yeah, did you have that? Oh yeah, I had that happen, kind of stuff, you know?
Is it always better to be able to talk about it while it's going on, or is it best sometimes to just let it, you know, be a bit of a secret until later?
I think the secret till later is better if you have small kids, right? Because sure. You don't want to scare them. I mean, most kids that I think would be very frightened if you said, oh yeah, there's ghosts hanging out around here. But if you do the whole, oh, there's no such thing, whatever,
yeah.
I do think in general, parents just want what's best for their kids. So when they deny that kind of stuff at a young age, I completely understand, but wouldn't it be great if at some point you could just have open and honest conversations, not only about ghosts, but pretty much anything in your family? That would be so cool.
Yes. You know, I try to do that with my daughter, but, you know, I think I've tried to do that with like my parents and shit, and that never ends well. That that kind of just goes down rabbit holes that lead to absolutely nowhere. I agree. Thank you for sharing that with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number if you want to share your real ghost stories with us. If you want access to all of our episodes, advanced episodes, the ad-free everything, check it out on Apple Podcasts and our premium channel there. Try it for 3 days free. Or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.